The Wildcats football team outscored Royce City during a long scrimmage Friday night at Royce City. After the scrimmage, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens met with the media.
It's a long night. I know it's 9-10 right now, so there's a lot of snaps, a lot of stuff. There's some good, there's some bad stuff to still work on. We're not near where we need to be yet, but, I mean, there were some positive things. You know, defensively, I thought they got after them, and the front did better this week getting up in there. But, I mean, that was still kind of a deal last week, too. It's just a learning process. We're still in the middle of this thing. And, you know, we got to get better on the offensive line right now. We just got to do a better job of getting push, getting off blocks, knowing what we got to do. But, you know, overall, it was a positive night. And I think we came out injury-free. I got one kid, I think, strained his back a little bit, but that was early. But the rest of it, I think we're healthy, and that's what we wanted to get out of it. A lot of snaps last two scrimmages, and that's what we wanted. So it's a lot to work on. So now, you know, they start counting next week, and, you know, we'll start really, truly game planning for people and stuff next week, too. So we've been working on a lot of stuff. But we tried being really vanilla in the scrimmages and doing all that. But we've also been trying to be really consistent in that, what our bread and butter is, too. So just getting better at that. So overall, good.
Tanner Ramirez coming out of the – getting off the bus very hot. I think he had one incompletion on that first drive and started hot.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, that's good stuff. We got to loosen them up. We got to get in a rhythm. We got to get to going, you know, those things. For us to be successful, we got to play at tempo. We're not going to just go up and bully anybody on the offensive line or push them around offensively. We just got to go nickel and dime them, take our shots when we take our shots and get after it in defense. We just got to, you know, get after it. It's feast or famine on defense. I mean, we either got them or, you know, that may be house. So there's a lot of things we still see we've got to work on. You know, a lot of kids in a lot of different situations with, they might not be put in that situation where, you know, they got a matchup against somebody that's not a good matchup for us. A lot to work on.
I thought the defense, a lot of third down sacks seemed like during the scrimmage, it seemed like a lot.
Yeah, it was good. I was happy to see that. I was happy to see them coming off the edge a little bit better and great penetration inside. You know, we played everybody. I mean, everybody's got a role. Everybody's playing. Everybody's getting in there. I mean, the defensive front, I don't know who's in and who's out half the time. I mean, it's just another group of them going. So I bet we're going to play, I don't know, 8, 9 of those guys, maybe 10 across the whole, for maybe more, maybe even 11 at certain times. Now I put the ends in that equation. And, I mean, there's just a lot of them. So we need fresh bodies, guys that are going, making plays and getting after it, you know. We didn't make a tackle on the first play of scrimmage for them, and they busted one. I mean, that was a bust with us. But we countered. They stopped them right down here and, you know, did what you had to do. So those were positive things. A lot of rubs on the receivers out there. We're playing a lot of man coverage, so we know we got to expect that. And that's the little things we got to work on there, technique of kids. Everybody poses a new challenge each week. So, again, we've got to go back to our matchups.
KSST Sports.